Starting Bezras Hashem, Vav Mitzia, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, and yesterday we spent some time going through the different psukim, the couple of psukim in Devarim and the one in Vayikra that broke down exactly based on the last Mishnah of Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, who would be over on Baal Tullin, and according to three Machlekes, the Tanah of our Mishnah held that Behema, Adam, and Kalim, so all those three, meaning a worker, or if you rented or hired somebody's animal or their kalim, so then that would also be subject to Baal Tullin. However, we were mechalik ger toshav, okay, and we went through the limudim of the psukim. So what we were up to is that the Tana of our Mishnah does not hold of schir schir. And on the simple level, if you hold of schir schir, then everything would apply to both loy tullin and would apply to everything, meaning ger toshav, behema, adam, and kalim. Now, if you don't hold of schir schir, so then the question is, how do you get loitalin to apply to behema, adam, bekalim? Meaning loitalin is in Vayikra, behema, adam, bekalim, the riboy came specifically to behema and kalim, came from the pasuk in Devarim of ba'artzecha. So we said that we're marbe it according to the Tana of our Mishnah, because if he doesn't hold of schir schir, he's going to be marbed from itcha. Le'salam pula sacher itcha ad boiker. And then the Gemara said yesterday, where we ended, four lines from the bottom, we asked, according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, what's he going to do with this itcha? Because Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of schir schir, but he also holds that the iser only applies, le'talan only applies to an adam, and not to behema v'kelim. Okay, so he's different than the Tana of our Mishnah. So what's he going to do with this itcha? And we said he uses this itcha for Reb Asi, who says afilu l'schara el livtzer loy eshkol echad shel anavim ivim mishum Baal Tullin, which Rashi said means that even a schir sha'os, meaning even if he's not a full day worker but he works for a little bit of time, there would still be the iser of Baal Tullin. That is what Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda does with the pasuk of itcha. Now, the idach, so the last line on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So the question is, where would the other Tanayim learn this idea that even if you're not hiring him for a full day, that it would still be over on Baal Tullin? So the pasuk says, v'idach mi ve'elav hu noisei es nafshei. What we're saying is that the worker gives himself, noisei es nafshei, gives himself over nafka. He's going to learn it from there, meaning davar hamaser nafshei alav. Meaning even if the guy does work for an hour, he's putting himself in a position, he's masar nafshei. Okay, and therefore, we're going to see here that it's commensurate when the person, right, he's going up on the tree to pick stuff. He's putting, so to speak, his life in danger. Meaning he's giving his kishkes, he's giving his everything to this job, so it doesn't make a difference if it's for 5 minutes or if it's for an entire day. So that's how he's learning the pasuk. V'idach, what's Rabbi Yosi going to, Yehuda, where is he going to learn this idea that that we have to punish him, we're coming to show what's Rabbi Yehuda going to do with the Elav who Neisei Es Nafshei. He is going to show that he's going to say that the pasuk is coming to display how serious this idea of not paying a worker is. The Elav who Neisei Es Nafshei. What
everybody agrees that even someone who's just working hourly is subject to this rule.
Correct. It's just a question of where you learn it from. Right. So according to Rabbi Yosi, he's going to learn it from itach, loisalem itcha, loisalem pula sacher itcha, because the Tana of our Mishnah used itcha to be marbe, even though there's no schir schir, but marbe, the isra of Leitalon and Vayikra, to say that it applies to Behema and Kalim as well. So where does the other Tana going to learn, right? We said it's how do you know, how does the, let's say, for instance, the Tana of our Mishnah, who does use the itcha to tell me behavior of the kalim, so where's he going to learn schir shais, or partial? And that is because of the seriousness of ve'elav hu noisei es nafshei, meaning he's putting himself out there, and therefore he gets the iser of, or the iser of le'talin applies. Ve'idach, how does So he's going to use the pasuk to show how serious the iser of Baal Tullin is from the following pasuk. Ve'elav hu noisei es nafshei. Mipnei ma ala zeba kevish minitla be'ilon. For what? Meaning, what was the guy trying to do when he went up a dangerous ramp or he suspended himself from a tree to do work for your masar as atzma lemisa loyal scharai? He did this for his schar, and therefore, don't view this as just you're stiffing him and not paying him a few dollars. No, this is serious. The guy put his life on the line for you to do work, and that's how serious, that's how seriously we take this. Dabar acher, another way to darshan, meaning if you look at the pasuk, ve'elav hu neisei es nafshei, kol, what does it mean, ve'elav hu neisei es nafshei, we're referring to a worker, kol ha'kevesh schar sacher, if somebody suppresses, they don't pay the schar of a worker, ki'ilu noitel nafshei mimenu, it's as if you took his nefesh. Now, who's nefesh? So Rav Huna, Rav Chista, we're going to have a machlekes, chad amar nafshei shel gazin, v'chad amar nafshei shel nigzal, meaning the pasuk when it says, ve'elav hu neisei es nafshei, it's either the nefesh of the gazlan, meaning the employer, okay, or nefesh shel nigzal is the employee doing the work. Mandam or nafshe shel, let's try to figure out how this works. Mandam or nafshe shel gazlan. And they're all saying that it's very, very serious, right? Just a question, technically, when the pasuk says nafshei, we're being, elav hu neisei es nafshei, whose nefesh is on the line here? Is it, so, mandam or nafshe shel gazlan, that it's the employer, right? It's the boss. Dechsev, because the pasuk says, "Al tigzal dal ki dalhu." Okay, don't steal from a poor person because he's a poor person. Val tidge ani bishar uchsev. What does the pasuk say as a follow up to that? What's the punishment going to be to somebody who steals from a poor person? We're assuming that the sacher is a poor person. Ki Hashem yariv rivan. Hashem will fight their fight. Bekavas kaveim. Okay, he will settle their scores. Nefesh. Bekavas kaveim nefesh. Okay, with what? Using the nefesh. So what we're saying is that if you mess over, if you stiff your employee, then you're going to pay with ve'elav hu neisei es nafshei. Just remember, you're playing with your own life. Because Hashem will settle that score, and therefore it's nafshei shel gazon. The man number nafshei shel nigzal, the man number who says it's nafshei shel nigzal, dechsev, because the pasuk says, ki archas kol beitzei abetzah es nefesh ba'alav yikach. Okay, again, somebody who takes money, nefesh balav, when you take money from somebody, you're taking his nefesh. The Rambam uses his lashon as well, okay, that you're taking his nefesh, right? He would assume he would use the money to buy bread, so you're taking his nefesh when you steal from him, and that is the other man number. Now, just each man number, the nefesh could either be referring to the gazlan, the employer, or the nigzal, the worker, so each one has to settle these psukim because each one has a pasuk that refers to either it's on the settling, HaKadosh Baruch Hu settling the score that we're going to take the nefesh of the gazlan, or it's when you steal from somebody taking his nefesh. V'itach nami haksev es nefesh ba'alav yikach. So the Gemara says ba'alav dehashta. Well, he's now the owner of the money because he took it. So that's how you would understand nefesh ba'alav is referring to the gazlan. So what it sounds like the nefesh, what life is on the line is when the score gets settled by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that is the how is the man d'amar who says that the nefesh in the pasuk be'elav who noisei es nafshei is referring to the nefesh of the worker of the nigzal? So the Gemara says that's matam kamar matam kaveis kaveim mishem de not leinafshei, that the nefesh in that pasuk is saying, you want to know why a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to get involved to settle the score? It's because you took the nefesh of the nigzal, of the worker, okay? Again, we're showing how serious the penalty is. So far we've been discussing within the Mishnah, right? What we really had to deal with on the Mishnah, and I'm referring to is on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So there were a few different points in the Mishnah. We so far settled the first point, which is who does the Biyamai apply to? Behema Adam Kalim. And then the seif of the Mishnah, which is Ger Toshav, the idea that a Ger Toshav is only going to be over on Yom Etitein Scharai and not Loisalon Pula Sacher. And we spent a lot of time working out the Psukim on the first din and the last din of the Mishnah. But in between, there were a bunch of different dinim that the Mishnah brought, and we're going to finish that up before we get to the next Mishnah, okay, which will be on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So Eimasai. So again, when, what we're saying is, we're talking about the Isser of Loitalon. So when are these Isurim of Biyama Titein Scharai and Loitalon triggered? When is the employer going to be chayiv? That is Vizman Shatavai. If the worker comes and asks for money, Loitavai, right? Again, you have, if it's a full day worker or a full night worker, you have one time period, meaning if he works the entire day, so then the employer has the entire night to pay him. If he works the entire night, then the employer has the entire day to pay him. So what we're saying is if he doesn't pay him within that time frame, then he's going to be over. When are you going to be over? That's only if the employee came to be tevei, he asked for his money. But loy tavay enay over, love. You're not going to be over. Tan Rabbanon, loy salon pula sachir. So now we're going to discuss different times when the iser of loy salon will or won't apply. Again, so we now have one exclusion. It won't apply if the employee never comes and asks for the money, during that time frame, you're not going to be Eiver. And as we know, Leisalin is very specific to a time frame. After that, you have the Din Drabanan of Baal Tishai, right? So it's very specific to one time frame. It's yes or no, right? And therefore, if he isn't Teveya, you're not going to be subject to Baal Talin. So Tan Rabbanan, Leisalin Pula Sacher Yachal Afilu Leitavai Tamad Leimer Itcha Ledaitecha, meaning from the fact that the pasuk says itcha, it's ledaitecha to tell me, and we're going to see, we're going to use this, even though according to some of them we use this itcha, we're going to use this itcha a whole bunch of times now as well. Okay, so itcha ledaitecha, meaning it's only when you, the employer, was aware that you didn't pay him. Ledaitecha, meaning he came and he's like, hey, I'd like my money now. Yachal afilu ein loy. Now, another exclusion of when there's no Baal Talin is you would think, let's say the employer doesn't have the money. Sorry, he's still going to be over. You hire somebody to do the work. It's your job to pay him. Figure it out. Even if he doesn't have the money. Okay, that he has to have the money. So again, another, and by the way, this is not really the first kula we saw. If you're going back to the end of Kuf Yud Amid Beis and Kuf Yud Aleph, remember we said if they split it like the Amoraim did, if he gets a shliach to hire for him, then there's no leisalin, right? So there's already a loophole there. Again, another exclusion to leisalin is, like we said, if the employee isn't tavei's money. And now we have another one, if let's say the employer doesn't have money, yachal afilu himcho, and here we have another one, which is the next din, and we'll lead into the next din of the Mishnah, which is if the employer says, go to the shulchani or go to the chenvani, right? Go to the storekeeper and get something from the store for your money, and that's a pre-understood arrangement. That if he sends him there and the employee doesn't get his compensation within the time period, that you would be over. Okay, so in all these situations, another example of where the employer would not be over on the iser of leisalin. Okay, so let's see again, like we said, lead into the next din of the Mishnah, which is himcho eitzel chenvini veitzel shulchani eino over. So let's say the employer tells the worker, go to the shulchani, go to the chenvini, and go get paid there. So then there's going to be he's not going to be over, you're not going to be over on Baal Talin. Ibaya lahu, in fact, the Gemara has the following shaila, chayzer or ain't a chayzer. So it's, can he come back to the employer and say, hey, pay me, right? Let's say he sends him. Now, exactly, we have to understand what is the Gemara shaila. Right, because what was the nature of the arrangement? Right, there's three parties here between the employer, the employee, and the shopkeeper. What was the understanding? Then now the Gemara is asking a shaila, can he go back? Right, so what's the so Tosfos brings a few different ways to understand what's going on. So in his first way, Tosfos explaining it, he's saying that the shulchani refuses to give. Okay, the shulchani says, I'm not paying. So now it's dependent, and what Tosfos says is it depends. If the employee, for whatever reason, said, don't worry, it's not on you, Mr. Employer, Mr. Boss. I'm going to go get my money from them. So he's essentially saying that he's waiving his rights, and then there would be nothing to talk about. Of course, he can't go back. He waived his rights. If he makes a conditional, meaning I, as an employee, am happy to get paid by the chenvini or shopkeeper if he pays me, but if he tells me he's not paying me, then I'm coming back to you. So then again, there's nothing to talk about because that was the condition. What's happening is the employee just says, okay, it's a case of stama, says Tesis. Kisha amar le'apayel, stama, she is machal shulchani, fine, he says, okay. And now the question is, he's stuck, the shulchani's stiffing him, can he go back? Okay? So that's one way Tesis explains it, meaning where the shulchani says he's not paying, and it wasn't clear as to what the arrangement is, can he go back? Tesis in a second, which is, I think, is the closest to the way Rashi understands it, is where he told him, meaning he went to the shulchani never said, I'm not paying you. The shulchani just pushed him off. So it's undecided. Can he go back? Meaning, is it considered a dual chiyuv? Since the shulchani never told him he's not paying him, can he go back to the baal bayis and or the employer and get paid? And Tosfos in a third shot says, it's actually, of course, the money, the monetary component, is he's owed the money by the employer. So of course he can go back to the employer for the money. The question is, will the employer have the iser of leisalin or not? Meaning, once he agreed to get sent there, is that now an exclusion on himcho, like we saw itcha? Right? It's just another. We have a few different cases where you're not going to be over. But of course, it's chayav the money. Tosfos is actually madcha the third shot. But either way, that would be three different ways of understanding what the shaila is. But again, according to the way Rashi understands it in the middle of Pshat of Tosfos, that it has to do with, again, can he go back? Do we say that he has now given over the chi of mamain to the shulchani and chenvini? Or, right, again, if not where the Shulchan or Chenveni said, I'm not paying you, but if we go with the middle of Pshat HaTaisis, so then it's, can he still go back to the Baal Bayis and ask for the money? Rav Sheshi Amar Eina Chayzer, he can't go back for the money. Rabba Amar Chayzer, he can go back, meaning it's still considered a responsibility of the employer. Amar Rabba, Mena Amin Allah, how do I know that he can go back to the employer? Midiktani Eina Oivar Alav. Because all the Mishnah says he's not going to be over on Leisalin. All we said before was Itcha, that he's not going to be over on Leisalin. Okay, Ma'aver hu de Leavar. That's all we gave him a waiver on. We never said he doesn't have to pay. We just said there's no waiver on Leisalin. Mihader Hader, okay, meaning Ma'aver hu de Leavar. The employer is not going to be over on Leisalin if he sent him to. But of course, he still has to pay the money, mahader hader, because of course he's still on the hook for the money, and therefore the employee can come back to the employer to get paid. Rav Sheshi Amar my ena oiver ena b'tayrus lavar. No, you know why he's not oiver? Because he doesn't owe the money anymore, right? So that's why Rav Sheshi says he can't go back, and therefore, as a result, is if you don't have a responsibility to pay the guy, then there's no havamina to say that you should be oiver on leisalin. Okay, and that's the two ways that we learn it, and that is the machlekes. So next, let's see the next shaila. Boy, mina me Rav Sheshes. Kablonus, oiver alav mishum bal talin, oy ein oiver alav mishum bal talin. So what's kablonus? That is where you give, let's say, a kli to an uman to be mishabeach the kli, to improve it. Okay, so now when the guy does the work, he's charging you a fee. Do we look at it, okay, as that money that you owe him? Now he gives you your item back. Is he considered like a sacher, and there should be leisalin, he did work for you? Or do we say he's a kablon, he's like an owner in it? What's it dependent on? Umen kaina b'shvach kli. Do we say that when the umen, the craftsman, does the work to the keli, he is kind of the work that he did, and therefore he's like an owner in it? So when he gives you back the keli, it's like he sold it to you, and now you owe him money. So it's a regular halva, it's a loan. Well, there's no isser of leitalin on a loan. So do we say umen kaina b'shvach kli, and therefore b'halvahi, it's a regular loan. If it's a loan, there's no leisalin. Ein umen kaina b'shvach kli, or we say that no, he never owns it. He did work for you, just like you hired him to work in your field. You hired him to work on your piece of leather and turn it into a shoe. Okay, and therefore v'schiras hu. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says oiver. Rav Sheshes says you are going to be oiver on leisalin. Which, if you connect the dots, and we'll get back to this at the end, but if you connect the dots, it sounded like that means Oman is not kaina b'shvach kli. Right? Because we said, if you're going to be over in it, right? If Oman is kaina b'shvach kli, then you're not going to be over. So if you're over, that means Oman is not kaina b'shvach kli. That's what we're thinking.
Is he answering Oman and Kablan?
Well, that's again, on the surface, the Gemara in the Shaila tied the two. Okay? Meaning, if you say a Kablan, Oman kaina b'shvach kli, so then, right, then we would say it's a halva, which would sound like there is no leisalin. Rav Sheshes says, you are iver.
But a kablan lav dafka gets an object.
So let's see. Beitz, okay, so, v'atanya, frakta gemara, eina iver. We have a brisa which says that a kablan is not, meaning failure to pay the kablan within the time period, you're not going to be iver on leisalin. So the gemara says, hasam shem chu etzel chenveni v'etzel shulchani. Okay, so that case where you're saying you're not going to be over, that's, you know why you're not over? Of course, Kablan normally is over. That's what Rav Sheshes is saying. This is a very specific case where you had you triggered one of the exclusions of Leisalin where you sent him to a Shulchani or to a Chenveni. So let's try to bring a raya to this. Name of Misayele, again, trying to bring a raya to Rav Sheshes, that an Uman is going to be, that a Kablan, sorry, you're going to be over on Leisalin to a Kablan. So the Gemara says, let me say, Ele, Hanaisen Talisa lo Umin. Let's say you give your talis, your garment to an Umin. Gamra, it's finished. Vahidiya, and the Umin tells him, by the way, calls him, says, hey, your talis is ready to be picked up. Afilu Mekan Marasar Yamim, Eina Ever Misham Baal Talin. You're not going to be over on Baal Talin, okay, because it's still beyond the Umin. Nasnaloi, however, once the Umin delivers him the benefit, he gives him the talis. Bechatzia Yoy Mishashaka Alavachama, Ever Misham Baal Talin. Okay, so he has the rest of the day to pay. Again, since there was time left in the day, a schir yoim, everybody holds schir shois of the yoim, right? Works till noon. Then the iser gets triggered at the end of the day, so you had to pay him over here. The amrit omen kaina b'shvach kli. If you're going to tell me that the omen is kaina b'shvach kli, so then am I over? Why should you be over, right? Then you're not, there. It turns, like we said, it turns into a loan, and There is no din loisalin. Amra Amari Braid Rav Kahana. No, that this case, again, you have no. Yes, Rav Shesha said that a kablan is over on Baal. If you fail to pay a kablan, you're over on Baal Talin. There is a concept of Baal Talin. And we're trying to bring a raya from this case. We're saying that no, there's no raya because this case of Talis could be Bigarda de Savla. Okay, so what do we mean Bigarda de Savla? Meaning where you're taking a relatively new beged and he's just hitting it. So therefore, he's basically a sacher. It happens to be a trade in Uman, but okay, what we're thinking is that he's just doing a job for you. He's not improving the keli. So the Gemara says, no, just because he's essentially wearing in the keli. So he's degrading the keli, not improving it. That's what we're thinking. So the Gemara says, hold on one second. Lamai yave niyale l'rekuche. Right? Why is he wearing in this keli? Why is he hitting this keli or rubbing this keli? He's doing it, this talis, to get it softer. Right? So then, hainu shvache. So it is, that's a shvach. Now it's more valuable. So it's regular old uman. How are you saying it's not? So the Gemara says, like, tzricha deka agre mine lebetushe bitcha. Ubicha, right? So he says that, no, we're not focused on what I'm hiring you for to do to this kli. Meaning in this case, specifically, I'm going to pay you, I want you to stomp on my kli, and I'm going to pay you per stomp, a dollar a stomp. Now, that's clearly a schiras in this case, right? So not all uman, just because it is a trade and something that can be benefit, I'm not paying you the value of the improvement of my kli. I'm not paying you to improve the value of my kli. I'm just paying you to do a job, a dollar per stomp. In which case, it's clearly a schiras. And that's the case of talis. So if that's clearly a schiras, then you have no raya, then it's schiras. You have no raya that kablonus, says Rav Sheshes, that you're going to be over on leisalin. Okay, so like we said was, based on the way the Gemara presented the shiloh, I'm not saying what it comes out at the end, is we said that if umen is kind of a shvach kli, then when the umen gives over the kli, it's like he sold it to you. So the money you owe him is like a loan. There's no leisalin. Okay? But if there is leisalin, then it sounds like Uman is not kind of a shvachli. And Tosfos says, I just want to point this out, exactly what you're saying, that Rav Sheshes clearly has to hold that Uman is kind of a shvachli. Okay? But we're talking about over here where there is no shvachli. Meaning, like the case of the Maskana of the Gemara, what Rav Sheshes, it ends up working that it's a pretty narrow band. Because if you hold Uman as kind of a shvach kli, and he is kind of the shvach kli, then there's not going to be leisalin on that because he's not considered a sacher. So when Rav Sheshes said, yes, there is a concept of leisalin when it comes to schiras, it's talking about the type of schiras where he's not being mishabeach the kli. Kablanis is the kablanis where he's not being mishabeach the kli.
What about kablanis when there's no kli? Do we know anything about that?
Well, what does that mean?
An accountant, a lawyer.
No, that's clearly schiras.
No, you're paying him for the job. You're not
right, and that would be schiras. Because he's not delivering you, he's not selling you something. I think that's all examples of again, fine, yes. Rav Sheshes said you would be over in those cases. That's what Rav Sheshes is coming to weigh in on. Any case, I think that...
When your accountant sends you the bill, the monthly bill, you have to pay that debt.
So, again, if he's tevei the money, I mean, again, and that comes to any of the heterim of leisalin, which is, no, you don't have to pay that day, but you do have to pay within the time frame that he's expecting to get paid, right? Uh-huh. He says he gives you terms, so there isn't an expectation. It's only if he's tevei you money that day. But if he sends you a bill and it says pay by this date, then now you want to know lemaisa is their practical iser daraisa. If you don't pay it within your terms, I don't think a lot of businesses in trouble that way. But certainly you should be paying within your terms. Okay, sacher bismanay nishba v'noita.
Does someone apply if you have a job based on the job description or based on you've got an annual contract? You come at the end of the day and say, I want to get paid for today's work.
There's a predetermined agreement. When you sign, I mean, look, again, to translate this into modern, what we see here is there's many different ways to get out of leisalin. Now, what I would imagine is, not poskening, is that if you sign up for work and you sign, right, they hand you the employee handbook, right, and it says in there when the payroll schedule is, and you sign that, and you accept the position, then you're accepting to work according to the normal payroll schedule. So then you're not being tevei. You want to change it later. Sorry, you can't change the deal later. Sacher bismana nishba v'naitel. So again, in the next din of the Mishnah, right, sandwiched in between the first two that we discussed was that a sacher bismanoi nishba v'noitel, right? Well, why is this a chiddush? He is going to swear. So let's say they have a dispute, right? The employee comes to the employer and says, you didn't pay me for today. And the employer says, I did pay you. So the employee can be nishba, he can swear and get paid. So sacher, frekta gemara, amai tokinu l'rabbanon l'mishba v'shakil. Why? What's the din? The rule is, that normally, who swears? The person would swear to not pay. Why is he able? Why is the employee, meaning the employer, should have to swear that he paid him and be done? Why do we institute and say that the employee should swear and get paid? Right? Normally we don't say nishba v'noitel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha es gedolah shanu kan. Ah, this is a halacha es gedolah. Okay, meaning this was one of the halachas that was established. So the Gemara says halachas. Well, you just by using the word halachas, you trip the word. That sounds like halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Hani hilchasaninu. You're telling me it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai that when there's a dispute between employee and employer, whether or not the employer paid him, that the employee can just swear and get paid. So hani takanas ninu. This is a takana. This is not a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Elam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel takanas gedolah shanu kan. Ah, it's a takana gedolah. So gedolos mikal deka katanas. Hold on 1 second. So now you're saying there's tana gedolos and tana katanas. What are you talking about? Ella amar. Right. So we're just chepering with the lashon over here. Ella amar nachman amar Shmuel takanas kavua shanu kan. Okay. Meaning this is a takana that makes sense to be kaveya. Meaning even though who would normally swear, the one who is supposed to be paying, he would swear to not pay. Over here, this is a worthwhile takanas kavuas. To establish this, is it should be the rule. Shvua de Balabai is he.
Well, all takanas hopefully make sense.
Yeah, Rashi says, Roy keva la. It's Roy. We have to see why. Right? The Midaraisum Yeshayesha love Lashalim, who nishbat the Chsivalakach Balabla Yeshalim, Vacha Shakua, the Shvua bin Balabai, the Shadua Asachir, right? That we took the Shvua away from the Balabai, the ability, the employer, the ability to swear and be off the hook, and rather we give it to the employee.
If I want money from someone, I have to swear anyway. Why should it be that the Balabai should?
So that, I mean, again, that would normally be the case.
It's saying, shouldn't it normally be that the employer should swear? No.
Well, okay, so you have to, okay, yes. And normally, the employer, again, you have to get into it if it's a drawer de remina, meaning then you get into like the chazakas aspect of it. The answer, the simple answer to your question, and we'll see this again later, is I don't just come to you and say, hey, you owe me money, right? So, and for Shvua, there's a chazakah that a person is not going to be teveya money unless yeshloi. A person just walk over, hey, you owe me money, right? So if he's coming out of somewhere, so then that carries a certain gravitas. Now, based on the situation, moida b'miktsas, right? Would be an example, right? So that would be Shvua daraisa. So there are different Shvuas, but what's at play here is all these chazakas of that normally, if there's, in a way, there's smoke, there's fire. So it's going to require shvua in that. Again, shvus heses, drabanon. But the underlying chazak is when I'm teveya money, I'm not just coming out of the blue. So again, and we know that there was a relationship over here, right? He did the work for him. So now it's a legitimate concern. So anyways, shvua debal habayisi, v'akru rabanon l'shvua. So what is this takana kavua? That the shvua really should be on the bal habayis. The employer should be making the shvua. V'akru rabanon l'shvua debal habayis v'shadua asachir mishum kedei chayav de sachir. Ah, what's the takana kavuos? That in order to make sure that employees don't go hungry, that they could have kedei chayav, that they could have food. So he's got to get paid. Frek the gemara mishum kedei chayav de sachir mefastena. We're going to cause the employer to lose out because of his, because he needs parnasa. that's the din. So the Gemara says, "Balabayis gufani chalei the mishtaba sachir v'shakel." Actually, the Balabayis is happy that should be the rule. Kiechi deliskru le poyalim, so that he'll have people who will come to work. Right, he'll be on the list of Fortune's top companies to work for. Okay, meaning he needs employees all the time. And therefore, it's we're saying it's like this. Employers need employees. And therefore, this is something that's standard and understood, that even though it's not really the halacha, but we're masakin it as a takana. So Gemara is saying, no, just like you're saying employers need employees. Well, guess what? Employees need employers, right? Sacher gufa nichalei de mishtaba balabayis. He should have the Baal Bayis, the yifka, that the Baal Bayis should be off the hook. Kiechi de ligruhu, right? We don't want the employers to say, you know what, dealing with employees is too difficult. I'm shutting up shop and I'm going home, right? So the employees need workers, right? They need businesses to hire them. So the Gemara says, Baal Bayis al karche agar. No, the Baal Bayis is going to hire him anyways. Schachir nami bal karche iskar. Well, he'll get hired anyways. So again, we can't play with this idea that it's any more beneficial for the relationship is a mutually beneficial relationship. It's not any better for the employee versus the employer. Ela balabayis tar bepailim hu. So the reason why we're saying that he could swear is that the balabayis is tarid bepailim. Okay, and therefore, in this case, it's like, and the way Tosis explains it is, it's like when the balabayis says that I paid you already, he's not really sure. It's like an automatic, you didn't pay me. And he's saying, I did pay you, but since he's tarid bemalachtoi, it's like he's not really sure. It's like he can't be 100% sure. And therefore, so now it sounds like, it's almost like, I use these words very, very carefully, but it's almost like a bari v'shema. Even though they're bari b'bari, it's almost like a bari v'shema. So therefore, we're going to allow the employee to just swear and take the money. Because when the employer says that he paid him, since he's tarid bemalachtoi, he can't really be sure. So the Gemara says, Yihachi nesiv leib leishvua. Right? So if so, hold on one second. If it's like a bari v'shema, and what you're saying is when the employer said he paid him, we don't really think he's so sure that he paid him. So then let him take it without a shua. Why are you requiring a shua? So the Gemara says, k'dei l'hafes taito shel baal bayis l'mai, so we're pulling money out of the guy. And therefore, k'dei l'hafes taito shel baal bayis, right? Again, I want to take a step back. So if the employer is not really sure if he paid, and normally, who would be swearing? It would be the employer to be swearing and not pay. Now, he's not really in a position to make a shvua. Right. And it's midah sheni yachol lishava mishalim. So the Gemara is asking, hold on one second. Iyachi nesel leblei shvua. Hold on one second. Why does the employer, if you're treating the employer as if he doesn't really know, and therefore he's incapable of making a shvua to that effect, because he doesn't really know when he says he paid him, because he's tarid bemalachtoi, so let the employee take it without a shvua. Why? Because anytime somebody can't make a shvua, they mitach sheni yachol lishava mishalim, right? That's the way some of the mepharshim explain this. Okay, and therefore, so the Gemara answers k'dei l'hafes taito shabal bayis. Okay, so we put a shvua on. You're right. Really, we're really trusting the employee here, not the employer, but because the employer is trying, I know I paid him. So k'dei l'hafes taito, we'll make him make a shvua. Now v'nesav lebeidim. Make the employee, the worker. Yeah, he's going to get the mitzi maman, even though that's not a normal relationship. So the question is now we're going, okay, well, why do we set up this whole system is kind of set up for failure then? If he's going to be tarred, why don't we just establish that anytime an employer pays his employees, he does it with Adim? So the Gemara says, tricha la milsa, that's going to be a pain. A guy is hiring 500 farm workers, he has to pay each one with Adim. Benesav le meikara. Or why don't we just establish, generally accepted principle should be, that when I hire you, I give you the money right then and there, so that there's no question at the end of the day, tarid bemalachtoi, yes, you're coming to work for me, I give you the money, and that's the establishment. Did I pay you? I didn't pay you? Well, if I didn't pay you, then you wouldn't have come to work. So elamai, it must be that I did pay you, right? And there's nothing to talk about. So the Gemara says, shnei ratzim ba'kafa. No, it really works best for both of them, meaning that the employer doesn't necessarily have money until the workday's over, right? He's going to be selling stuff or whatever the job is, right? And so he's happy to get the credit extended and pay at the end of the day. And by the way, the employee also, he's going to be busy working. The money's going to fall out of his pocket. So it works for both of them to get paid at the end.
Why not just give a receipt?
Right. Okay. No, that'll also fall out of his pocket. Right? That creates problems. Okay. Ihachi afilu katzat. So the Gemara says, okay, really? So if we're saying that when we view the relationship between employer and employee, that the employer is always tarud, right? He's the businessman. The employee just does his job, keeps his head on the... So the employer is always tarud. So if there's a dispute in regards to what the compensation was supposed to be, this is a dispute in regards to what got paid. This is a dispute in regards to what the compensation was supposed to be. We should also, afilu katzatz nami, we should also say that the employer is tarad. Alama tanya, why do we say, umen oimer shtayim katzatz tali? That the umen says, you said you were going to give me two, but Allah oimer, right? The person who hired him says, like it's asti ala achas meitzmecha be'er alav araya. We're going to say, meitzmecha be'er alav araya. So the Gemara says, k'tzitza vade midker t'chiri lihinchi. No, maybe you and I could have a debate in regards to whether I paid you or not. Maybe I was tarded and I didn't realize, right? When I was paying, there's a lot going on during the day. But when I hired you for a salary, I know what the salary was. Okay, meaning I know what I agreed to pay you in the first place. So now that we're getting to the following question of, hold on one second. So we're saying that an employee, this whole idea of an employee being Tevea is only within that window of Baal Talin. So it could be Tevea. If the employer says, I didn't pay you, within that window, the employee can swear and get the money. Well, why are you limited to that window? Afilu, if he was tarred b'malachdai, so then the employer was tarred. So even later, he should be able to get his money out of him with a shvua. Iyachay afilu avar zmanay nami. Alama tanan avar zmanay in a nishba v'naytel. Chazaka, because there's a chazaka in balabayis over mishim baltalin, that we're willing to say a chazaka that he's not going to be over. But amra balabayis tarred b'payel of who? Hold on one second. Which one? You can't have it both ways. So the verse says, "Hani milim kamei lemitaya zman chiyuva." That is, he's torahed, okay, that with it before the zman chiyuva. Avamata zman chiyuva, meaning after the day's over, when he's got the time to reconcile everything, put everything, review the business day, what went well, what didn't go, who did I pay or not get pay, okay, and therefore matul zman chiyuva rami anarsheu midkar. When it's time to collect his thoughts at the end, so then he's going to remember. So what we're saying is that it's only within that time period that the Baal Bayis is Torah. But after that time period, when he has time to reflect on the day, he's going to remember and he'll know whether he did or didn't pay. Okay, so the question the Gemara now asks is, V'chi sacher oiver mishum bal tigzal? So hold on one second. You're saying now that if the employee comes after the window of Leitolin, so we're now going to say that the employee is lying, essentially. He's not going to be able to swear. Why? He's going to try. He's trying to steal money. You're chayshish that this guy's trying to steal money. Now, Tosis asks, hold on one second. Well, on the flip side, if you look at it the other way, so when the employer who now remembers, right now we're saying it's after the time period, so he now remembers, so he would be over on two, right? Leitolin, and so right on the flip side, Tosis says, well, if this logic should play, it should play doubly because he's now stealing money from the employer, but also lay solid, right? He purposely was over on that. So Tosfos says, right? Tosfos says an answer, the chamer le lav echad kimoy shnayim. Okay, meaning, so he also, Tosfos' question is, same way we're saying that the employee is not going to try to take money, steal money from the employer, well, the employer is not going to try to steal money doubly. Okay, so he says the chamerle lav echad kemeishnayim. Know that we're still going to view the one as two. Meaning, it doesn't just because one has two and one has one doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to take it any more or less seriously. So the Gemara says, okay, so you're right. Okay, so the Gemara says, I hear that we wouldn't necessarily assume that the sacher is just trying to steal money, but hasam trei chazaki hachachada chazaka lemaisa. When we look at chazaka, who's got the chazaka? The bala bayis has two chazakas. And meaning the employer has two chazakas, and the sacher, the worker only has one. Meaning, gabi balabayis ikatre chazaka chada de'in balabayis over mishan baltalin. He's got a chazaka that he's not going to be over on baltalin. The chada de'in sacher mishahe scharoi. Okay, meaning that, and the way really the way Tosfos uses this as an answer is that there's something strange over here because normally the employee should have been tevea his money within the time frame. Well, this whole debate here is after the time frame, right? Meaning within the time frame of Baal Talin, so the Sacher can go ahead and he'll be Nishba Benoitel. We're asking why afterwards he can't. So the answer is well, there's two chazakas. Number one, chazaka, I'm not gonna be over. I, as the employer, won't be over Baal Talin. And number two is chazaka that a Sacher would not wait to get paid. If that's the time frame he's supposed to get paid. Bahacha chada chazaka. Okay, but here there's only one chazaka, meaning the chazaka that the employee wouldn't try to steal money. Let's just quickly finish up. So what we're saying is if there's Edim, so then he can be Nishba V'Noitel. So the question is, why do I need Edim? You just said within the time frame, he can come and say, I didn't get paid, and you're done. So, V'haka Tavu L'kaman. Why do I need Edim? He's being Tavei of the money. So the Gemara says, I'm a Rabbi. Asi Shetavu Bizmanai. No, what we mean is that even if we're now after the Zman of the window of Leisalin, and therefore he shouldn't be able to swear and get paid. If he has edim that he came to be tevea within that time frame, we're going to extend that window. But dumo lebasar hachi para. How could we just say we could extend and he could just swear and get paid? Maybe he paid him after that point. Amar Abaye Shtavu Kozmana. What we mean is that he is tevea him the entire time, and he has edim that he started being tevea within that window. So the Gemara says, Uloilam, really, he could be Tevea forever just because he brought Edim that he was Tevea so he can carry on for forever to try to get the money out. Amar Abchama bar Okma, no, Keneged Osayim, Shel Tvia. What we're saying is that, and what we're now understanding, this we'll call, it was really the second to last din in the Mishnah because the last din we discussed together with the first din, but This the back going back to the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that what we're saying is that an employee can swear within the time frame of Baal Talon to swear and get paid. If he brings Edim, even if it's after the time frame, if he brings Edim within the time frame that he was Tavea the Baal Bayis, he can continue being Tavea for up to a day afterwards. Okay, and he buys himself an additional day. That's the way Rashi learns the sugya to now swear. Again, so we finished up the sugya on the limudim of Eilav who neseyas nafshay. And we said that the series talked about how chamer it is. Now, which nefesh is on the line here? Is it the nefesh of the employer or the employee who fails to pay? But and then how you learn those psukim. We said that he's only going to be over. We had a bunch of exclusions on the talin. You're not going to be over on the talin if he's not, if the employee isn't tevei the money. If he doesn't have the money, the employer doesn't have the money, or if he sends him to a chen bini or shulchani, then you wouldn't be over on latal in any of those situations. We asked what happens if he sends him to a shulchani or chen bini, can he be chayzer? A few different pshatim how he back. Roshesha said, ain't a chayzer. Rabbi said he could be chayzer, and then you'd have how you'd learn the wording of the Mishnah based on that. Then we asked, what about kablonis? Are you over on latal on kablonis or not? Roshesha said, you're over on latalin for kablonis, okay? Meaning, it was dependent on is umen kind of b'shvach kli or not. If you say umen kind of b'shvach kli and he owns the kli, then when he gives it over, we said it's like a halva, in which case there should be another leitzalin. And Rav Sheshes says umen is kind of b'shvach kli. The way we understood that with Taisus is yesh inyan she'over. Okay, and Rav Sheshes really, because he holds umen is kind of b'shvach kli, so there could be certain situations of kablonis where umen, right, where there is no concept of umen kind of mishvachli, like we saw at the case of Bitcha Bitcha at the end, where he's getting paid per stomp, and there would be a din of loy salin, even though he is a kablon, right? He's not getting paid as a hired worker for an hourly worker, but he's getting paid to do a job. It would still be subject, according to Rav Sheshes, to the concept of Lesoan. And then we said, Esachar b'zman and nishba v'noitel. What did we end up saying? Why is he nishba v'noitel? Because what we said was, really, when the Baal HaBayis says he's sure that he paid, he's not really so sure, because he started in Malachtei, and therefore, he should have to pay. He can't make a shvua, he should have to pay. And we put a shvua on the employee lahav is daita shabal bias, because the Baal HaBayis is saying, Lamaisa, I know, I know that I paid. Okay, but we knock it down and say that he doesn't really know. And therefore, that's why this is an exception of where the employee can get paid. Okay? And then we said, we had tried to come up with why don't we avoid the situation entirely? We said it doesn't work. Okay, you can't pay them before because they both want hakafa. You can't pay them with edim. It's impractical. Okay, and then we said, by the way, if so, why does this only apply within the zman? Because after the zman, the employer is going to remember. And then we ended up saying that even though both of them, right, both of them, we would assume, right, wouldn't be trying to extort money, right? We wouldn't assume that the employee is trying to steal money from the employer, but lamaisa, the employer has two chazakas. Number one, the fact that chazaka that I'm not going to be over on leisalon. Number two, that there's something strange here because there's a chazaka that a sacher, an employee, would come to be tevei his money within the standard time frame. And then, just to finish this up, we said that even though after the time frame, this din of nishba v'noitel goes away, the employee swearing and taking the money goes away, if he brought Edim within that time frame of Lesalin, that he was Tevei the money, that he gets an extra day to continue being Tevei the money, okay, it's Tevei Kol Zmanoi, then he has an extra day to still, for this to apply, for him to swear and take.